Remember when a backlog in the supply chain resulted in a shortage of a variety of retail products? Quite the annoyance, wasn't it? Well, here in New Jersey, there's kind of a reversal of that concept, which is a lot more than just annoying. A shortage of judges is resulting in a backlog of civil cases regarding things like divorce, child custody, other important family matters. Depending on the county, actually, this backlog, believe it or not, is expected to stretch into next year. So what caused this situation? How does it impact more than just a court calendar? Maybe most important, who's responsible when it comes to addressing this situation? Joining us now to explore this matter is a partner in the Roseland, New Jersey law firm of Curcio Merzain Surratt LLC, where she chairs their family law practice, Jessica Swenson. Thanks for being here today.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
And learn more about Jessica's law firm, cmsllc.law. And we do have a link over at our website. And as I mentioned in the intro, Jessica, in some counties in New Jersey, the attorneys are being told don't even think of scheduling divorce trials. And for till infinitely, there's 9 counties being reported in that situation. 4 of the counties, trials are being stalled for 6 months. When these trials, when these court cases are being basically put into limbo, what are some of the specific issues that are left hanging out there that families are looking to deal with as well quickly and as painlessly as possible?
I mean, all issues about their divorce and their children are really hanging in the balance. So when custody is in dispute, it's, you know, where is the child going to live? What school is the child going to go to? Sometimes there's medical decisions that need to be made for children that can't be made. A lot of these children are suffering from mental health issues. They're stuck in homes that are contentious because their parents can't get along. And a lot of times these parties can't afford to live separately. So the children are bearing witness to a very unstable home environment, and they're suffering, and they're the real victims here.
And as one would expect, a lot of these homes are probably, considering the circumstances, not exactly happy homes right now.
Exactly.
What's been the main cause of this? I mean, a lot of people can be dismissive and say, well, it's just the lasting impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. But if you look at some of the statistics, it's retirements. It's not like this was a surprise or someone didn't see it coming. Why is the process of catching up with the vacancies apparently so challenging?
There's different viewpoints on why the judges are not being appointed. But the fact is there's plenty of candidates that have been approved and they're waiting to be appointed. But because of disputes between political parties, they're not being appointed. And while I understand from a political standpoint, whatever side that you may be on, that these are important issues, the Senate and the legislature and the governor are not realizing that the delay in appointing these judges is really impacting families. And people are really being detrimentally harmed. There's homes that are going into foreclosure because one party won't pay the mortgage to retaliate against the other party. People are going to have nowhere to live because the judges are not being appointed and litigants can't get into court.
Looking at the stats, calendar year 2022, governors nominated 35 Superior Court judges, 25 confirmed, 10 are awaiting. You look at the Senate Judiciary Committee, which approves judicial nominees for consideration by the full Senate. Well, it doesn't sound like they apparently have much of a sense of urgency. They met 4 times in May and June to consider nominees and appointments. Doesn't act like they're trying to play catch-up here, are they?
It doesn't seem so. And I know, for example, in Bergen County, there are 4 judges right now who are assigned to hear solely divorce matters. And of those 4 judges, 2 are retiring within the next 8 months. So there's only going to be 2 judges in Bergen County who have to handle thousands of divorce cases. And if the vacancies aren't filled for those retired judges, it's just going to create more and more backlog. And it's going to be catastrophic for these people.
So Jessica Swenson, who is a partner in the Roseland, New Jersey law firm of Curcio Merzain Surratt LLC, cmsllc.law is their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. With the situation, the backlog being what it is, has this given more of an emphasis, more of a growth of mediation and going a non-court route in settlements?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I've been recommending, as my colleagues have been recommending to parties, that if you want a fast resolution, if you want this to be done in an amicable way, mediation is your best bet. Arbitration is a good option. Anything that you can do to keep this out of court is going to serve your family much better than waiting in this delayed process for a result.
As far as the legal profession, your co-counsels in your practice, as well as ones that you get to talk to, what kind of level of frustration are you feeling from your side when you look at, well, here's what I need to do, what I'm obligated to do, but I can't do it?
It's incredibly frustrating. I mean, it feels like you're practicing with one hand tied behind your back because we can't get the help that our clients need, and they're looking to us for the answers, and we can't get them the results that they're entitled to. So it's very, very frustrating, and these cases are taking much, much longer to get done. It's costing people a lot more money in attorney fees, and that's never our goal. Our goal is to not have people be bankrupt because their marriage is ending or they're having a custody dispute. Our goal is to be able to have these people move on and have healthy lives. But, you know, the problem is it's just taking longer and longer and longer to get that done.
And much like with a court calendar, you can only handle so many active cases at one time. So if you've got all these in suspension, in a manner of speaking, it's not like you can keep taking on cases because then you wind up shortchanging your various clients.
Of course. Of course. You want to make sure that you can give each client the individualized attention that they need.
With the elements, too, I think a lot of people forget that when we talk about, you know, obviously the kids are an important issue, but a lot of women in these divorce cases, they're facing not just confrontation, but in a lot of cases domestic violence. Is this shortage of judges affecting things like restraining orders, for example, making a temporary one into permanent, whether or not restraining orders are going to stay active because they can't find a judge to hear the case?
So, yes, and, you know, the temporary restraining orders will remain active until the case is heard unless a party dismisses. But what often happens is clients have to go back, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 times sometimes to have their case heard. And if you're a victim of domestic violence, that's 4 to 5 times you have to go into court, prepare to sit on at the trial table, tell your story to a judge, to people that you don't know. It's victimizing them all over again. And every time they have to do that is more and more harmful.
So if you're talking to a couple right now, obviously I don't want you to reveal any actual case situation. What priorities do you try to help them understand right now because of what the current situation is?
You know, I try and be as upfront as possible and set their expectations to what the current circumstances are and to tell them, you know, what are your priorities here? If you have children, what are your priorities with your children? If you don't, you know, what else is your topmost priority? And try and help them, you know, create a list of what's most important to least important so we can get things that are, you know, done, that are most important, done as quickly as possible.
And I think I'm safe in assuming that your message for the Senate Judiciary Committee, the Senate, and the governor's office is stand on the gas pedal and get things moving a lot faster than you've been.
Absolutely, because what I don't think that they are realizing, or if they do, they're not actually comprehending, is that if this is not rectified relatively soon, the future is going to be very, very bleak for families in New Jersey who are trying to get a divorce.
She is a partner in the Roseland, New Jersey law firm, Curcio Merzain Surratt, LLC. Find out more about the legal services they offer at cmsllc.law. Jessica Swenson, thanks so much for explaining what I'm sure for a lot of people right now is a not just an emotional situation, a painfully emotional situation. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.